sure you don't want to.
I'm sure. Okay, you do that. All right. Today's daf is test 4, but we have to finish off a little bit from your Dalad on the bottom. We just had the Machlokes, so we're talking about the Nesorim. If a person uses planks of wood for the schach, so we said more than four, if it's more than four tvachim, at least according to Shmuel, everyone says it's possible. According to Rav, that's what the machlokes is. And we had the question right at the end yesterday, what happens if instead of putting them flat, where they're four tvachim, you put them on the pointy end, so that lapoil, they're not actually taking up four tvachim of width across the sukkah. So we had Rav Huna who said it was kosher. Sorry, we had Rav Huna who said it was possel, and Rav Chisda and Rav Rav Huna said it was kosher, and Rav Nachman, they thought they were going to get Rav Nachman on their side, but he ended up being on Rav Huna's side and said it's possel. And the reason why it was possel is because it's like a piece of metal. So once we say that plank is possel for schach, then that piece, it's like a piece of possel schach, and it doesn't matter how you twist it and turn it, it's still possel. So they said to him, why didn't you tell us the reason? I mean, what, I've listened to you. And he said, well, you didn't ask, yeah. So what do you want from me? So now we're up to Lema Messiah. It's about 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. There's Lema Messiah, we should have a raya for Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, that it says in the Braisa, if the sukkah is not big enough to contain his head and most of his body and his table, or it's got a breach in the wall enough for a goat to get in there. Yeah, so that's always the sign for your walls of your sukkah. They can't be walls that the goat can get into. Yeah, so therefore,
all over the place.
Yeah, well,
walking through
holes and walls, that sort of thing. But that's all derech agav. The point is here, you put on it a plank that's four tvachim wide. Even though of that four tvachim wide plank, only three of it's in the sukkah. That means that one of them's off to the side. Yeah, so what happens? You have a sukkah, you put a plank, and you're putting it right on the edge. And you got three on, and one is out the back. Yeah? Then it's psula. Now, you'll tell me that why is apostle to defin akuma? If it's on the edge of the...
hanging over the other side of the wall, or hanging over on this side of the wall?
No, there's three tvachim on the inside, and one tefach on the outside.
So when you're sitting in the sukkah, you look, you only got three tvachim.
Only three planks.
Right. I know it's only three tvachim in the sukkah, yeah? So why isn't it a defin akuma? You'll tell me, I don't care, it can go up to four amos. So what are you talking about? Yeah, so Rashi says this is talking about where it's the fourth wall and there's no wall. You can only say a defin akuma if you've got the vertical wall. Yeah, so that's an interesting point to note. That when the whole concept of defin akuma at the edge of a sukkah, if you've got something overhang which is no good, and we say you consider it as if the wall goes around the corner, that only works if you've got a wall going vertically.
You can't do that with a good achis and a...
No, you can't do it with a fourth wall which is empty. You can't say, oh, that top bit where it's possible, that's a doifin akuma, because there ain't no doifin there. Yeah? So therefore, it's not kosher as a doifin akuma. It could be kosher as schach. But the problem is that the plank is four tfachim wide, even though only three of it is in the space where the sukkah is meant to be. So we said it's possible. There's heichadami. How is it possible? Is lav could go into half chalatzi deyim. How do you get? Oh, sorry. I gave away the punchline. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's talking about where you had a plank that's four tfachim wide, and we're saying that only three tfachim of it are in the sukkah. So the Gemara didn't know what I just told you, and the Gemara said, "What do you mean? How do you get four tvachim wide, but only three tvachim? It only takes up three tvachim if it's four tvachim wide. So lav could go into halchal tadeim. So lechayv, that means that you put it on its side.
Before.
So it was a three before, yeah. And instead of putting it on the four end, you put it on a three end. So that's trying to prove that even though we put it on a three end, it's no good because lepoil this piece is four tvachim wide." So the Gemara says, "Lo, yachav mayaskin, I'm going to ancha pumadim betala losa." He put it on the edge of the sukkah, Whereas the open wall, mutalasa means the air wall, yeah, not the wall that has a real wall. To ayot lasa legav, that three tefachim of it are inside the sukkah, va'af echad levar, and one tefach is outside the sukkah, to havale pesel ayotze min ha-sukkah, because, now again, pesel here doesn't mean an idol, it doesn't mean psul, it means the schach, the pselis gerin v'yokev, yeah, pesel ayotze min ha-sukkah, nidin kesukkah. If you've got the schach hanging out the back of your sukkah, that's part of the sukkah. So if it's kosher schach hanging out the back, you can actually sit under it and sleep under it, and it counts as part of the sukkah. Yeah? So that's an interesting point too. If you have the walls of your sukkah and you have some of the schach hanging over, you have long poles or long branches or whatever, and it hangs out the back, that part that's hanging out the back is considered part of the sukkah too. Yeah,
there's no walls there.
That's right.
One wall.
Yeah, it's an overhang of the sukkah, but that's right, because it's considered part of the inside of the sukkah. Yeah,
so you can be sitting outside the structure of the sukkah, and still
as long as you're under the schach, then you're in it's nidun kesukkah. He says, yeah, but the problem is the flip side is that if you have a schach that's not kosher schach, and even though it's hanging over onto the outside, it's still considered no good. So if you've got a four tefachim plank, even if one of the tefachs is outside the sukkah, it's no good. Right? So it doesn't prove anything about that.
Kalim?
I mean, no. No, first of all, it could be... First of all, it's pshuta kliyeis. And secondly, who says you ever use it as a kalim? Maybe you cut it out of the tree to use for schach. You never had in mind to use it as a kli, then it's a piece of schach. The problem is that it's... Xeris Tikra, we said, yeah? The whole problem is because it looks like a ceiling. So a person will think, yeah, I can just sit in the house for the same money. Well, they'll think I can sit in the house for the same money. What do I have to set up a separate one outside? Here's a ceiling and there's a ceiling. What's enough community, yeah? So that, yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah, top of the page, Tetzvav. Tikra She'ena Lamaziva. If you have a ceiling without any plaster, so you've got the planks, but there's no plaster in it, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So this is, let's say you have it in your house, yeah? You have a room, and you have a ceiling with no plaster in it. And you decide you want to make this room into your sukkah. So what do you do? Is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says it's about choykes of Besham and Besila, what you have to do. That Besham and Eber mefakvek v'noytel achas me'metayim. Number one, you have to do two things. Number one, you have to move the pieces around. Yeah, because if it was put there as a ceiling originally, and now you want to turn it into a sukkah and make it into schach, so you have to do it l'shem sukkah, so you have to move the pieces around l'shem schach, and noitel achas v'bentayim. You also got to take one out in the middle and leave a gap, yeah, so that you've got board, gap, board, yeah, so that you have, that's the way to make it into a kosher sukkah out of the, instead of being in your sunroom there. Yeah, and Beis Hillel Leimim Efak Fake Oynoi Talachas Abintayim. Beis Hillel says one of the two is good enough. As long as you do some Maisa, then it's you get rid of the Tas of Leimim also problem. Yeah, that it has to be made actively and not by default coming from something else. And therefore, only one out of two will be okay, according to Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Hillel, you could do either one. Rav Meir Reimer, Neitel Achas Abintayim Ve'en Mefakvik. Rav Meir says, no, there's no choice. You've got to take one out, and moving it up and down ain't going to help you. You have to take one out from the middle. So, as Rashi says, this is the Shittosim of the previous Mishnah. Rav Meir holds you cannot use a plank that's four tefachim wide, and therefore for him, you've got to take out something in the middle so you don't have a plank of four tefachim wide. Yeah? And Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't mind if it's four tefachim wide. Oh, I don't mind if you have planks altogether, and therefore planks can be kosher schach, so therefore Beis Hillel will tell you all you have to do is either move it or take out a bit, but you don't have to do both.
So Mary is accepting Beis Hillel, but he's limiting their...
We'll see in a minute. You have to accept Beis Hillel.
That's right.
But the question is, how come it looks like Rameh is arguing with Beis Hillel, but that's only what Rabbi Yehuda said Beis Hillel say. Rav Meir will say that Beis Hillel don't say that. We'll say in a second. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam Beis Hillel. Okay, so Beis Hillel said either one or the other is good enough, says Rabbi Yehuda. Is according to Beis Hillel, Tamayu, what's the reason? Mishum Tassav Alemin Osli. Is the whole problem of having if you're trying to make your sunroom into a sukkah, the problem is that it wasn't made for it to be a sukkah. It was made to be part of your house. So therefore, if you decide it's a sukkah, you're getting it made by itself, not that you did something for the sukkah, which is the problem of tasav lemina osui, and therefore, if he moves the pieces around again and picks them up and puts them back down, so he's done a maisa. And in notel achas meintanim of a b'maisa. Similarly, if he takes one piece out from the middle, that's also a maisa. And therefore, Basilus says either one is good as long as you did some maisa. So now you have tasa. So I understand that. Ella b'shama my tamayu. What's the reason of b'shama that says you need to do both? What's going on here? Also, if the problem is that you have to do some action because you're not allowed to have a sukkah that's made without any actions, it's b'chadasagi. Do one action. Why do I need two actions? Yeah. If his problem is because it looks like a ceiling and people are going to think that a normal ceiling is okay also, it's benotel achas time sagi. Then just taking out one piece, it won't look like a ceiling anymore because most people in their living room don't have a piece of the ceiling missing. So he'll go, aha, it's not the same. It's a sukkah. Yeah. So why does he have to move it? Why do both? So the Gemara answers, "Le'olam according to Beis Shammai, it's mishum zeres tikra. They don't want it to look like a ceiling, and therefore, that's why Beis Shammai say you have to do both. So why do I have to be mefakfek? If I take out a piece in the middle, that should be enough that it shouldn't look like a ceiling anymore. Is a hachika omri? What Beis Shammai mean to say is that afal pisha mefakfek, even if you move them around, that's not sufficient." If you take one out from the middle, it's good, and if nisht is nisht. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, only one of the two, but it has to be removing the bit from the middle. Yeah, that's what you have to do. It's Friday, Gemara. Now, hang on a second. So, according to that, the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Beis Hillel say you could do one or the other, and Beis Shammai say no, the only one that works is to take out a piece of the middle. Yeah, now we've heard that before. Who was that? That was Rav Meir. It's Fred the Gemari Hachi Bazoye Mosefa. Let's look at the next part. Rab Meir, Raymond Netlachas of Bintayim of Allah, you fact fake. According to Rab Meir, also, you have to dafka take one piece out of the middle. Moving it up and down doesn't help you. Yeah? It's a Bazoye, Rab Meir, Haina Beis Shammai. What's Rab Meir doing holding like Beis Shammai? Yeah, you know, hold like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. So how could that be? It's the Gemara says, that was Rabbi Yehuda said Beis Shammai says. Rab Meir will tell you that what I mean to say is like Nechliku Beshamay Besilah Bedoverza. That Besilah agrees also. So Rab Yehuda said it's a Machlokes Beshamay and Beshilah. And according to Beshilah, one or the other is good enough. Comes Rab Meir and says no, that Beshilah didn't argue with Beshamay on that. And Beshilah also agreed that you've got to take out a piece of the middle, and if you didn't, it's no good. Okay. Now, if that's the case, what is this Mishnah telling us that we didn't learn from the last Mishnah? The last Mishnah was also Gzeres Tikra, if you remember, when we talked about not using a plank. Why can't you use a plank? Because it looks like a ceiling, and people will confer and confuse them and think, just like I can have planks in my pergola, I can have planks in my sunroom, I can have planks in my living room. What's the difference? It's all the same thing. And I can just say Lesher B'Sukkah and live happily ever after. So we had that Machlekes already in the previous Mishnah. So what is this Mishnah telling you different? Maika Mashmalan. What is this Mishnah telling us? That Rav Meir is like Zeres Tikra. Rav Meir says you have to take a piece out because otherwise it looks like a ceiling. And Rabbi Yehuda, less like Zeres Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda says that Mefakfek is good enough. Yeah, if you pick it up and put it back down exactly the same spot and you didn't remove anything in the middle, so it still looks like a ceiling. That means it's good. Yeah? Let Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's a Basilo, says that. So that's the Machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, they already argued about that yesterday. No, it was 2 days ago. No, it was yesterday. It feels like a long time. Yeah?
That's what he says. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, like yesterday. Yeah? Once upon a time yesterday, they argued the same argument. This now we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. Mesachachim bin Esorin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir Oyser. So same Machlokes. What if that's same Machlokes, two Mishnahs in a row? It's Omer of Chibar Abba and Beichanan, answers of Chibar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha, the Mishnah which we had yesterday, was talking about Nesorim Mishupin Askinon. We're talking about, this is along the lines of what you wanted to complain about, that the boards are Mishupin, no, they're polished.
Smooth.
Polished, smooth, yeah?
Dressed,
worked.
Treated.
It's not treated. Not treated, it's more than treated. Treated just means it's made, they make it waterproof, they put some chemicals in it. This, it makes, they made it look like, you know, nicely polished.
I think this goes
off. Ogiputzt. Ogiputzt, yeah. or zugeputzt. Yeah, like the knaplach. Anyhow, whatever it is those boards are meshupin or mishum gzeras kelim naguba, even though it's not a kli. Yeah, but you might think it's a kli. How do I know that? Because someone did before. Yeah, so therefore they made a gzera not to use. So therefore that machlokes, why does Rav Meir say you can't use them, is because they look like kelim. If you take nice poles that look like they've been made into kelim, then people will think that they can use other kelim. They can use clothes.
We know you also said that because it's got to render for a
There is no maziva here.
Yeah, no, so the Mishnah, our Mishnah is a maziva.
No, Tikkur She'en Alei Maziva.
Maziva
is
the boards, but not the
plaster. You've got no plaster in the trade. It's just boards. Well, that depends if you hold like Rav Shmuel, but either way, yeah. Oh, Rameh always holds the four, it's not good. Yeah.
That's right. So what you could say is there's a difference because of the fact that the material that you're using is an narrow material. So that's good enough. I've got no problem because I'm using small.
So Rav Yochanan is telling us, so we had yesterday Rav and Shmuel. Yeah? Rav and Shmuel said that the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah is either a board that's more than four tvachim according to Shmuel or less than four tvachim according to. All the way around. Rav says that the machlokes is when it's more than four tvachim, and Shmuel says the machlokes is even less than four tvachim, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the machlokes is nothing about four tvachim. Rabbi Yochanan says pshat in the Mishnah yesterday is a machlokes is about meshupin. It could be two tvachim. I don't care how big it is, yeah. But if Rabbi Meir will tell you that even if it's small and narrow, but if it looks like a kli, then you can't use it because people will think that they can use other kelim. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan is not going in the thing about four or not four. Yeah. So that was yesterday's machlokes.
The whole discussion is what kind of nesari.
Yeah, the whole machlokes yesterday. So the third opinion, Rav and Shmuel argued about whether it's before whether it's four or less than four, and Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says nothing to do with whether it's four or not. The problem is that it looks like a kli because it's a pole that's been worked and polished and whatever, and it's a gzeiras of kelim. Yeah, and therefore this one is talking about the gzeiras tikra that it looks like a ceiling. Yeah, so it's two different machlokes. Okay, Freddy Gemara Vaita, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, the Amar, we learned a little while ago about Sachacha Bechitzim, we learned about arrows. So you have the arrow that goes in the bow, yeah? And we had a male and a female, there's the bit that sticks and you sort of plug it in, yeah? And make it into one arrow. And we said over there, what? Like a USB, yeah, it's got the male and the female, yeah? Like a USB port, yeah? Is Zecharim is Kshera and the Kavis is Psula. Yeah, why is it so? And we said because the Zecharim, because the Kehle has a base kibul, so it's Mekabel Tuma, and the Zachar is a Pshute Kliye, so it's not Mekabel Tuma.
Even though the Kehle is designed to be Farshtum.
Oh, so we talked about it. We had a Machloikis about if it's Osul Amalus. Okay, so that was a separate issue. But here the point is that like Gazar Zecharim Atan Akevis, even if you say that the Zecharim, even if we're talking about the Zecharim themselves, you said it's the Zecharim are okay because it's Pshut Ekliyeit, but it looks like a Kli, all right, because it's part of an arrow that you're shooting, yeah? So why didn't they make a Gzeira? Why didn't they make a Gzeira that you might use other Kalim that are Kalim? Like the Nekeva part, for example. If you let someone use a Zachar, you might use a Nekeva. So why do you not, why, if you're worried about the, is Hachanami, so here also, so he wasn't Gzeira by the arrow about that you might confuse the Zohar and the Nekevas here also, like Nigs and Asari Mishupin, not to Caleb. You shouldn't have to worry about, even though these poles are polished and worked to make look like a Kli, you shouldn't have to worry about it. We don't have such a Gzeira. It's an interesting thing because that's all Rav. And this is Rabbi Yochanan over here explaining the Pshat in the Mishnah.
So, what do you derive from one to the
other? Yeah, it wasn't derived from Rav. However, Rav has to learn Pshat in this Mishnah too. I mean, we didn't. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan changed around what we said yesterday, but we still don't know how Rav and Shmuel would learn Pshat in this Mishnah compared to that Mishnah. Why do you have it twice? So it could be that Rav and Shmuel end up being made of him. Yeah, that's right. So we don't know what Rav says about arrows either. But I'll call upon him with the assumption is that there's no argument about the arrow. And therefore, why is it so? El al karchach. At least according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, we must say, Yeah, so Rabbi Yochanan maybe would argue with Rav, but Rav himself doesn't argue with himself. Yeah, so he will have to say that the pshat in the first Mishnah is pligi b'gzeras tikra. They're arguing about, back to the four tefachim business, does it look like a ceiling or not? Are we gozer when it looks like a ceiling? Because people might think that a ceiling in your house is okay. And safe for pligi, but guess what? Gzeras tikra. And this Mishnah is also arguing about gzeras tikra. It's weiter, they argue twice. So we're back to the original question. Why do they argue about the same thing two Mishnahs in a row? So why do they argue twice about the same thing? So the Gemara says it's all one machlokes. This Sefer, it's a continuation of the previous discussion from yesterday. Yeah, yesterday Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir argued about whether you could use Nisorim, and Rabbi Meir said Nisorim is no good. You can't use planks. Yeah, and Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Meir today, Rabbi Yehuda wakes up in the morning and comes back to Rabbi Meir and said, with regard to that's what you said yesterday, yes, that the Sorim is no good, and that you are going like a Shammai. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, safer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Ka'amal of Rabbi Meir is a safer. This Mishnah today is Rabbi Yehuda telling Rabbi Meir that Amayka Sartav and Sorim, when you said yesterday that the planks are no good, Mishum Gzeres Tikra, because you think it looks like a ceiling, and that's why people are going to think a ceiling's okay. High Svar, the Beshamay Hudisli. You made that up because you're holding up Beshamay. Beshamay hold of the word about Gzeres Tikra. Besilah, Loy Gazri, Mesilah, don't say make such a Gzera. And that's why Besilah says, as long as you moved it, there's no Ta'asav Lemin Asui, we're not worried about the fact that it looks like a ceiling. The Yomer, Rab Meir, and Rab Meir answers him back. I'm not holding like Beshamai because Beshilul and Beshamai don't argue about this. So don't give me a Beshamai story. So that's the way the Mishnah goes. It's like a continuation of the same Achloikis. But Rabbi Yehuda tried to prove that it was Dafka Beshamai that Rab Meir is going according to, and Rab Meir says, no, that I don't think that Beshamai and Beshilul argue about this. Yeah. Okay. Now, Freddy Gemara Vaiter, Hanichal Rav. So now that we've come full circle, so the first part of Gzeres Tikra, and the second part of Gzeres Tikra, it's all one machlokes. So now, let's go back to the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel that we had yesterday. Where are they arguing? With four tvachim or less than four tvachim? It's hanichal Rav. So this will now make sense according to Rav. The Amma machlokes, b'sheyesh ben arba. Yeah, Rav Meir held a machlokes yesterday was when the planks are more than four tvachim, because that's when it looks like a ceiling. Rav Meir is like Zeres Tikra. Rav Meir says if the planks are more than four tvachim, it looks like a ceiling and therefore it's no good. And Rabbi Yehuda less like Zeres Tikra. And Rabbi Yehuda says we're not worried about that you might think it looks like a ceiling because you know that you're in a sukkah. Ela l'Shmuel, the Amar b'Shein ben Arba Machlekes. According to Shmuel, they're arguing even when it's less than four tvachim. Yeah? It's Aval Yesh ben Arba, Devei Hakol Psula. But according to Shmuel, if it's more than four tvachim, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's no good. So wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Beshamai who says it's no good. So how can, if Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good also, that means everybody, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both agree that we have a problem if it looks like a ceiling. Yeah? So therefore, what's Rabbi Yehuda coming along and saying that it's Beshamai who has that problem and not Beis Hillel? Rabbi Yehuda, you yourself said that it's no good because you hold of Gzeres Tikra. So why are you coming now and telling us that Beshamai the one who say that and not Beis Hillel? It's safer, my pligi. So the argument over here must be about something different. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Yehuda would snooker himself by saying that what I hold is what Beshamai said. Yeah. So the machlokes here is when it's the wrong way around. When you make a tikra in the first place, when you make the planks in the first place, then Rabbi Yehuda, if it's more than four tefachim, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it looks, according to Shmuel, that it looks like a ceiling and it's no good. So the question is, what do you do about it now? I have something that looks like a ceiling, and I want to fix it, so it should be good. Yeah, is that what the argument's about? Yeah, how do you do something to the existing ceiling to get rid of the gzeres tikra? Is what's the machlokes? But too late tikra. You want to be mevatel it from being a ceiling, so that it should be now a sukkah, schach of a sukkah, kemiflugi. That's the argument. Mar savar batla b'hachi, or mar savar b'hachi loy batla. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, that one or the other is good enough, and Meir holds it's not good enough. So Rashi explains, how does it work? You have to be mevatel it, so they wouldn't have a gzeres tikra. What's the pshat gzeres tikra? If a person comes in, and he's got a room there with a ceiling on it, and he sits down and says, Leisha Basukah, he's going to think, why do I have to come out over here? I can stay inside the house. It's the same thing. I look up the ceiling, it's the same. Yeah. So what do we tell him? We're worried about such a gzera. So you got to do something to make it not a tikra. To make, you have to do something, do an action, do something. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says once he's doing an action, even if the action is just picking it up and putting it back down, so now it looks like a tikra again. But the fact that he did an action means he realizes that this is different from my house. In my house, I don't go around pushing this ceiling up and down. Yeah. So therefore, there's no gzeira that when he sits in there, he's going to think, oh, it's the same as my house. The very fact that he went and did something to make it sukkadik shows that he knows that it's different from the house, that he has to do something, that it's a sukkah. So the gzeira doesn't apply. Therefore, anything that he does to show that he knows this is a sukkah and that's a house is good enough. Yeah, you know, it doesn't, even if it looks now like a sukkah, but there's no gzeira that he's going to think that the house is good enough. Because if we thought that the house is good enough, he wouldn't have made pushing it up and down. Yeah, and Rav Meir says no, that's not good enough because the poil, once he puts it back down again, it looks the same as the house. So therefore, that's not bottle. We're still worried that people will think that it looks like
for everyone else. For him, it's okay. Not for everyone else.
Well, Baruch would never bother with it. Because he couldn't sleep in it.
You have to pick them up by keeping the bina and put them down again. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Hamakar Sukkasa Bishipud in Abrachas Amita. If a person makes the roof of his sukkah out of spits that you use for barbecuing, yeah, for roasting, you hang the animal on, or so it's a straight piece, and we're not talking about metal. Metal is for sure no good. We're talking about a pshute kliyets over here, so it's not a kabel tumah. Yeah, or
the one, pomegranate wood.
Pomegranate wood. That's right. Oy baruch hasamita, or the long plank of your bed. So when you have a bed, there's usually a long end and a length and width. Yeah, unless you have a square bed, but. So the long end is called Arucha Samita, and the other one is called Ketzora Samita, funnily enough. The long end and the short end. Yeah? And so what is it? So a bed is a frame. And in the frame, you've got long, straight planks, whatever you want to call them, yeah? So those, if he takes those planks off his bed and he puts them up as schach, im yesh revach b'neyem k'moison. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say good. Start again. So we're talking about... I'm sorry, take it back. I said it wasn't Mekabel Tumah. We're talking about where it is a kli and it's not good. Yeah. It is Mekabel Tumah. So these things are not good for schach. But he didn't cover the whole sukkah with it. You're just using it to hold up the other schach. So you bought some palm branches and you need something to hold the branches up. So you put these shipudim or these aruch samita
crosswords,
yeah. And you put the branches
to support the
palm branches is these things. Is therefore im yesh revach b'neim k'moison, if the space in between these apostle things is as much as the apostle things themselves, so at this point it looks like it's a 50-50, and the Gemara will discuss what do you mean 50-50, is k'sheira. So normally you would have thought if it's roiv kosher that it's good. But here it seems to be saying that if it's 50-50, it's good also. We'll see in a second. So that's number one. Case number two we've talked about before. Achotit begodish, the guy who digs out, he's a haystack, and he digs out in the side like an igloo, a little nice little hollow inside there. Lasas leisukah ain't a sukkah. Then it's not a sukkah. Remember, we were daik, the words ain't a sukkah, that means it's not even a gzeira. It's not sukkah. It's mamish possible, even with the eved. Even with the eved, it's possible. It's not a sukkah. Because it's tassel and osu. Freddy, Gemara lema, tevet, siyus, and drafon, rebbe, vishua. So first of all, the 50-50 story the Gemara is interested in. Maybe this is a kashan of rebbe, vishua, da omar, porut, ki oin made. Because the itmar, we have a bachloikis and hilchas Shabbos. Yeah, when you have your fence around your property to try to make a veshus hayochi, to allow you to carry in your house, in your backyard, whatever, yeah? So if the fence is exactly the same amount and size as the gap, is Rav Papa Omar Mutter? Rav Papa says 50-50 is good. Rav Huna Bred of Yeshua Omar Osur. Rav Huna Bred of Yeshua says 50-50 is no good. In order to be good, you have to have 50.1% of wall, and just under 50% of gap. So maybe this, which is saying that 50-50 is good by the sukkah, maybe 50-50 is good by the fence on Shabbos also, and it's a kasher of Hurubay Bishua. It's Omulach of Hurubay Bishua. Hurubay Bishua will answer you, my kamoison, when it says in our Mishnah that it's the same, yeah, that the space is the same as the unspace, he means benichnas v'yoytze. In other words, if you took other, it's not exactly 50-50. If you took another shiput or another bed thing, and you stuck it in there, you'd be able to slide it in and out easily. Nichtas v'yotze means it goes in and out. That means there must be a little bit more space. Because if it was exactly the same amount of space, then you'd have to wedge it in. It wouldn't be so easy. Scrape it in. But if you easily take it in and out, that means it is a little bit more. So that's what it means. When it says kamoitzen, it means kamoitzen plus a little bit. And therefore, in a chanam, it has to be a thing. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's what it means? The Mishnah says kamoison v'ha'efshal etzamtzim. Yeah, and l'chayra. In other words, so the person who asks this question efshal etzamtzim, he's assuming that the guy who said nichtas v'yotze is because he's holding that whenever it says kamoise, it always means nichtas v'yotze. It always means you have to add on a little bit because you can't really make it exactly the same. You can't measure precisely that it should be exactly the same size. So therefore, whenever the Mishnah tells you that something has to be the same, it means you have to automatically put a little bit on there. So then the Gemara asks, no, because if he really wanted to, efshal etzamtzim, he could measure it. He could measure twice and cut once. Well, he could measure once and just leave that space. Yeah. So you could make it exactly the same. Is Omar Rav Ami? So Rav Ami's answering, no, I didn't mean that it automatically, whatever it says kamoison, it means is a little bit more. I mean bimadif. That in this Mishnah we're talking about where he puts a bit more. Yeah? So it's not about what the general kamoison means. But in our Mishnah, when it says that the sukkah is good, it means that you have a bit more space. Rava Amar Afilo Temeshein Madif. Rava says you don't have to make a bit more space. 50-50 is lechera not good according to Huda Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi is saying that im hayu naisnan shesi naisnan erev and erev naisnan shesi. If you had them going across, you make them going down, and if you had them going down, you make it going across. So what do you have? You have the poles that are going to hold up your palm branches. So they go crisscross. So the havamina was they're going in the same direction. So you have a pole and a palm branch, a pole and a palm branch. So then we say that the palm branches are to be, if the palm branches are 50-50 with the poles, it should be no good, l'chayra. Yeah, so the answer is they're not going in the same direction. You've got the poles going across, and the palm branches are horizontal or perpendicular to the poles. So therefore, what does that mean? That your palm branches is sitting on the poles. Otherwise, it would fall down, yeah? And therefore, if the space in between is exactly the same, but plus you've also got at least part of your palm branch must be sitting on a pole, otherwise it's falling. Yeah, so that's already a bit more palm branch than pole, the bit that's sitting on top of it. Yeah, so he says if you have that, if the space is exactly the same, then you must say that the palm branch itself is a bit more, otherwise it would fall down, and therefore that's why it means takke, that's 50.1%, it's kosher. Okay, then we said in the Mishnah, Ruchas HaMita, this is the long plank of the bed. There's Leiman Messiah, the Rabbami Bartifyumi. So this Mishnah, maybe it's a proof for Rabbi Bartifyumi. What on earth did he say? The Amr Rabbami Bartifyumi, Sakacha Bivloi Kalim is Psula. If a person took worn out, Kalim here means clothes. Yeah? So he takes a shmata, he takes a piece of his old shirt, and he rips off a piece, and it's worn out, and he takes a piece which isn't Mekabel Tuma. So it's less than 3x3, because the size of a shmata of Mekabel Tuma is 3x3 fingers, yeah? So he takes shmatas that are smaller than that. Eh?
A handkerchief.
Yeah, it could be handkerchief. Yeah, whatever. It could be less than that. Is he says it's psula. It's no good. Yeah, so why is it so? Even though it's not Mekabel Tuma, because it was part of a shirt, which was Mekabel Tuma, it's no good. So the same thing here, Aruchas HaMita, which I mistakenly started saying is Pshute Kliyetz, I was right, it is Pshute Kliyetz. But the problem is, so the Mishnah is implying that it's still Possel. Even though it's a straight piece of wood, it's Possel. Why? Because it was part of a bed. So because it was part of a bed, and it was Mekabel Tuma when it was part of the bed, so it's still no good. So the Gemara says, no, why is it no good here? Nishkin, lav dafke, not a raya, that a straight piece of a wood coming from a bed is possible. Because I can tell you, it's Kedah Amr Avchanan Amr Rebbe. Amr Rebbe? Couldn't be Rebbe. Like Avchanan said, in the name of Rav. Yeah, that's better. Avchanan Amr Rav. That Ba'arucha Shtei Kira'ayim. You have the long piece, but the two legs of the bed are attached to it. So it's not a Pshute Kliyetz anymore. It's a Chetz-shaped piece of wood. Yeah? Or Kritzara Shtei Kira'ayim. Or even the short end. The short end of the bed. You got the short end of the stick. With the two legs. That's when it's no good. So that's what Rabbi Chanan bar Rav said regarding another case, which we'll say in a second. Is Hachanami. So here also, Baruch Hashtek Ra'ayim and B'Ktor Hashtek Ra'ayim. We're talking about not a straight piece of bed, but a straight piece with two ends on it. So that's why it's possible. Now, just Derech Aga, where do we get this concept of the law of the plank of the bed with two legs? Heicha Itma Rav Chanan bar Rav. Where was it that he actually made up this concept in the first place? Ahad Etnam, what we learned in a Mishnah. Mita metamis chavila umataheres chavila. A bed which became tome, it becomes tome when it's put together, not when it's in pieces. And it becomes toher when it's also put together, not in pieces. The famous hitbul boyas hamita, yeah, is you take the whole bed and stick it in the mikveh.
Not the IKEA kit.
And even though it can't fit and its legs go into the thick mud, the tita over. Is Tahira Neshamayim Mekadmin, right? So you take the whole big bed and shove it in the mikveh. Yeah? Leave Rabbi Lezer, that's what Rabbi Lezer says. Chacham Meimri Metamis Evarim. And the Chacham is saying, no, even if it's in pieces, it's also, the pieces are also Mekabal Tumah, Umataheres Evarim, and therefore, you can table them in pieces too. It's my Neil. What is this Evarim? What are you talking about? Is Omar Rav Chanan Omar Rav. So this is Rav Chanan says the name of Rav, Arucha Shtekra Ayim. Because if it was a straight piece, it wouldn't be Mekabal Tumah. So how could the Chachamim say it's Mekabal Tumah if it's a straight piece of wood? So that's what Chanan says, that when he talked about Evorim, the limbs of the bed, it doesn't mean just a straight piece, it means a straight piece with two legs on it. It's Lamai Chazya. So even so, why are they Mekabal Tumah? What are they useful for? What can you do with a straight piece with two legs? Lemismachinu Aguda, that you can lean it against the wall, or Lemesav Alayu and sit on it. Umishta Ashluya, and you can put strings across it and make it into like a hammock, and therefore you can sit on it, so therefore it's a kli. So it becomes tummy. Okay, more about Bavloi Kelim tomorrow.